The Utah Attorney General's Office filed identity fraud and forgery charges against Nava in September of 2018. An agent from their Secure Strike Force reported they'd got information from Workforce Services that Nava had been working for a Park City restaurant the past 8 years with a Social Security number that, according to records, actually belongs to an 11-year-old girl. He has been using the number since 2002. The information was confirmed when agents checked with the girl's father and with the Social Security Administration. It was also discovered that his A number, an alien registration number, belongs to a 60-year-old man. His attorney, Daniel Black, told us that Nava was arrested last week.
I'm not sure how they found out about this, but there is a whole department of the state of Utah that is researching identity fraud and things like that. Now, this is a case that is very common because there are millions of immigrants who, in the United States, who purchase false documentation in order to work, right? And when they get the false Social Security card, it has their own name on it, but it has a made-up number, right? Just a random number. And some of them have the very bad luck that that number happens to belong to a person who's actually alive, and so then they get charged with identity fraud, even though they did not know that that number pertained to any person in particular.
Asked about the people who sell the phony documents, Blatt said state authorities would love to go after them.
In fact, I think that that is their main focus, is to try and get those people. The problem is that those who are creating these false documents are very elusive and are constantly changing locations and things like that, from what I've heard. I have very little information about who they are, but it would have to be someone in the immigrant community that has used those services who could give them that information.
He said he was impressed with the number of people, 70 or more, who showed up at the court hearing to support Nava.
But all these folks came to support him, and I've never seen so many people come into a courtroom and on one case, let alone clap afterwards.
Attorney Daniel Black. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broth.